A pile of rocky rubble orbits the sun, out between Mars and Jupiter. This is the asteroid belt. The rocks have been jostling around for billions of years, so you might expect that they'd all be tumbling randomly in their orbits. But a young astronomer who studied these objects for more than a decade has discovered that's not true. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Back in 1992, Steve Slavin was a graduate student at MIT looking for a good PhD thesis topic. He decided to take on the conventional wisdom about asteroids as rocks tumbling willy-nilly through space as they followed their orbits around the sun. There had been a hint that asteroids don't necessarily behave this way, so he decided to find out.
My expectation was that perhaps there was a non-randomness and it would be something that wouldn't be obvious to the eye, and I'd have to do lots of modeling and arguing. You know, there would be controversy as to whether it was real.
This is not an easy question to answer. Asteroids simply look like points of light from the Earth. But Slavin knew that he could take a crack at it. That's because most asteroids get brighter and dimmer over time as they tumble through space. Think of a potato tumbling around in a light. It's brighter when you see it broadside.
So it spins around, you see fading and brightening and fading and brightening.
The problem is it takes many observations over a very long time to be able to figure out from that sequence of brightening and dimming what shape an asteroid is and how it's rotating. No way he could book enough observing time on a major telescope to do the project. But Slavin realized that the small student telescope at MIT's Wallace Observatory could yield an answer. So for night after night, year after year, Slavin observed a dozen asteroids to figure out how they were behaving. To his astonishment, they weren't tumbling about randomly. In fact, four of them seemed to be spinning exactly alike.
It's as if you cloned an asteroid and sent, you know, four duplicate copies of an asteroid.
The others he studied were spinning in harmony with one another. This was not the subtle effect he was expecting.
It just hits you in the face, and it is so bizarre that I frankly didn't believe it.
Steve Slavin says he laid awake at nights racking his brain to try to understand how these rocks could be spinning in sync.
The easiest explanation was Steve didn't do things properly, and it's a spurious result.
He was so possessed by this possibility, he spent five more years after getting his PhD doing more observations.
This is not a fast pass to glory.
His findings only got stronger, and his puzzlement got deeper. The only obvious force on asteroids is they do, on extremely rare occasions, collide with one another. But he just couldn't see how collisions would make asteroids spin in harmony. Finally, 2 years ago, he wrote up his results for an astronomy meeting to see if anybody else had a clue. One of the scientists who read those results was William Botke.
And so when I saw this, I thought, well, I don't see how collisions could do this. And so I wondered if some other possibilities might come to mind. And one possibility, which we've been doing a lot of investigation in over the last few years, has to do with how sunlight can affect asteroids.
Botke works at the Southwest Research Institute in Boulder, Colorado. He says it's true that sunlight isn't strong way out there beyond Mars, but it has been shining on the asteroids for billions of years. The asteroids eventually warm up, like the sidewalk on a summer day.
Anyone who's walked on a sidewalk knows as the sidewalk gets hot, it's radiating a lot of heat. Well, as asteroids radiate this heat, it causes a small little push on the asteroid. And over time, this can cause the asteroids to actually change their spins.
Botke and his colleagues have now shown with fancy mathematics that yes, indeed, sunlight combined with a gravitational pull of the distant planets can explain why Slavin's asteroids are pointing the same direction and spinning alike. That analysis has just been published in the journal Nature. And it suggests that many asteroids may be oriented in predictable ways, not simply tumbling around as they orbit. This explanation satisfies Steve Slavin, the student who spent all those years staring at asteroids through a humble 24-inch telescope and puzzling over what he saw.
There's still a little sense of disappointment that I couldn't really explain it, because that's really where the science is. And I'm really happy to know that there is an answer that doesn't involve trying to figure out how I messed it up.
There really is order among asteroids. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.